This time we're going to turn it over to our mission study team to share what they have to share with us today.
Welcome. My name is Wayne Swallow. Why don't we bow for a moment of prayer, please? Dear Lord, thank you. Thank you for every person in this congregation that filled out the survey, who attended the listening sessions. Thank you for Reverend Leslie, who helped guide the mission study team through this process. Thank you for Jamie Klinger, our liaison with the Mackinac Presbytery. And thank you for Holy Cow that enabled us to draw all this information together to try to put in a report that weaves the tapestry of service we are to this community. And for your church, we call the Traverse City Presbyterian Church. Thank you. Amen. Okay. That better? Okay. Well, typically in a sermon, something hits you right here, right? Boy, that really got to me. That really means a lot. Well, this is not a sermon today. It's sort of a sermon, but you're all here. You all hit the heart of the mission study team, because when we talk about we today, it is you. You generated the information that's in the summary report. You should have received electronically through email a condensed version, 8 pages, and then a full-length 20-page version. If you had a chance to read over that, I would encourage you to read over both of them. Hard copies were mailed out also. If you have missed any of that and need a hard copy, please call the church office. This is the mission study report. The mission study team appears on your left. They are Kip Nickel, who is flawlessly operating our projector, and Elizabeth Sonnenman, co-chairs, Beth Carson, David Ferris, Barb Morrison, Liz Pomeroy, Linda Racine, yours truly, Art Van Eck, and Matthew Wilford. You'll notice the ones in yellow, they are the three additional folks that were added to the mission study team, and you'll learn more about that in the next slide. So how do we get here? The pastor nominating committee was elected by you, the congregation, in November of last year. I was added in January because one person had to resign. We had a first meeting in January, and when our chairs contacted the presbytery, the Mackinac Presbytery, we were advised that we had to do a mission study report, which is what you're getting today. The mission study team was approved in February of 2008, and our liaison recommended that we hire the Holy Cow consultant, because they have done this throughout the United States and hundreds of churches they've done the survey. So the CAT survey, the Congregational Assessment Tool is what it was called, was conducted March through April. There are eight primary areas on there, some of them being mission, some of them being worship, spirituality, conflict management, all those type of things. That was then summarized and presented to us by one of the Holy Cow consultants here in June, I believe it was. And as a result of that, we had several questions that followed. So we conducted seven different listening sessions, and thank you for all who participated in that, because we learned a lot that we didn't have in a survey. Finally, we've been working the last 2 months. That's why you haven't been getting much information. We've been busy generating a report. And today is a summary of what that report is. This should look familiar to you. Look at the bottom of your bulletin. Our mission is to share God's love through 4 principal mechanisms: meaningful worship, caring relationships, study and education, and service and outreach. And Barb is going to tell you what you told us of where we're at.
I'm Barb Morrison. member of the PNC and Mission Study Team, and I'd like to share with you the results of the study as we did it. Just a second. Come on. There we go. So, where are we now? Well, we're all sitting here in the sanctuary, right? Celebrating Worldwide Communion Sunday. And just to get it out of the way, yes, I have on a sari. I've been to India multiple times, and so I'm representing my friends and Christian friends in India. And I'm sure we can all remember another place. So, Wayne just showed you the four pillars of our mission statement. And what was really exciting coming out of the mission study report in the listening sessions for this report was that those same four pillars were still part of who we are. And so I'm going to go through the results in each of those pillars. So, meaningful worship. It roots our faith. We love coming together and have many worship options. Besides Nexus and this traditional service and the fact that we can stream it to many of our friends who cannot join us in person, the other things that we've been blessed with are the prayer garden and the new labyrinth. We are continuing to look for ways that we can become much more interactive within worship, perhaps with more creative art forms or who knows what, but that being creative in worship is an important thing for us. Caring relationships. Unfortunately, COVID and the pandemic rather interrupted the fabric of our relationships, but we're coming back together again. More and more people are showing up for church services. Our hospitality is going great. And one of the things that we gained during the pandemic was Carol, lovely Carol in the kitchen and her care packages, which are still going out to members and others who cannot make it to church and could use a meal. Another thing that has really changed in this church over the past few years is that rather than being a pastor-led church, we have become a session-led church, which means that the session is the one who is making many of the decisions, driving the programs that we're having, and so it is that body that is guiding where it is that we're going. Now, one of the things that was pointed out as we were discussing the outcomes was that this congregation, and I don't remember exactly where the breakoff point is, but over 50% are about 65 or greater. That's a lot. And it's something that we need to recognize, that many in our congregation are older, and that there may be some services or some different activities that we need to begin to plan with them. And so we see this as one of the places where we may be growing in ministry. And in all of it, we're looking for much more member involvement. So as you see today, one of the ways is to think much more about intergenerational things, and our prayer ground over here is one of those examples. We all want to study, learn more about the Bible, learn more about our journeys together. And I have to say, it was exciting a couple weeks ago when people started signing up for the new small groups, and over 50 people signed up to participate in those. They even had to put together a new group. Ways that we can grow, we hope will continue, both in Bible study and in study of other issues like the Racial Justice Committee has provided us and Creation Care. We're all concerned about our children and youth ministries, and we'd like to see those grow again. Many questions as to how we can begin to attract younger families and people who are here and retired and want to be part of a very active church, because we are an active church. We are known in the community for our service and our outreach. And I'm sure many of you have participated in one or more of these activities that are listed up here, both financially and in person. And you will see at the end that one of our, I don't know what we've labeled them, goals, one of our forward-moving things, is to really begin work even more to help the people who need help within our community, wherever that community may be defined. Now, since the initial strategic plan was put together and revised in 2018, we've had several new initiatives happen. One of them being becoming a Matthew 25 church. This is a national initiative out of the General Assembly Office, and we've joined with many others to care, to be a part, to grow, as Matthew 25 has suggests that we should love others. One of the outcomes of the Matthew 25 movement is the Racial Justice Working Group, and it's been exciting to see what they've already been able to do, from working with the Board of Education to make sure that policies there are fair and just, to the Lenten series that we had last spring about the natives of this area and how we fit in with them, to formation of the SALT Coalition. And I'm sorry, I don't remember what all SALT is, but it's the ecumenical community that's getting together to work on racial justice issues. We are also blessed to be a church, a Creation Care Earth Justice Church, and they too, that committee, has provided us with so much information on how we can take care of the earth. They've planted, through funding, special funding, our garden of native plants out here, and I'm sure we'll get much more from them. There were a couple more insights that we wanted to share. We are a church that is fairly flexible and that is enthusiastic about what it is that we're doing. And for the most part, we're upbeat, and man, I'm excited about just what I see and feel when I'm in the halls. But what we did find is that many people are kind of sitting on the fence. You know, do we move forward? Do we not? Do I like how things are now, or am I willing to change? And so this gives us the opportunity to think about how we can grow, how we can minister to those within the congregation and outside in a way that really shows Christ's love to everyone. And Wayne is going to finish up on where we're going.
Thank you, Barb. So we started out with this in a survey, asking questions in the listening sessions. Who is God calling us to be? Where is he calling us to go? And a part of that is our vision. Okay. You all know this. Where do you find it? It's at the bottom of the bulletin, right? So join me, if you would, in reading our vision. To love as Christ loves, to be a welcoming, caring, dynamic family of faith, making a difference in our lives, our communities, in our world. Everybody's got that, right? There will be a test at the end. Okay, where are we then in doing these? Barb has spoken about some of these. You want to reach new people and incorporate them into the lives of the church. You can do this by several ways. You know, we started a new group ministry. I think more than 50 have signed up now. So, and we welcome people into our group. You want more opportunities for meaningful worship. Again, small group study, Wednesday night connection, those type of things. Children's ministry, we want to be active. In Christian education and spiritual formation, what we found, especially in the listening sessions, is that we've had a huge transition in terms of the children's ministry. Basically, we've lost the director of our ministries, and what this has caused is sort of a gap in curriculum planning. What young parents have told us is that we need to develop a curriculum that's in place so that as we go through transitions in children's ministry, this will be ongoing. You also told us that you want healing and broken, you want healing for those broken by life circumstances. Barb mentioned the Matthew 25 ministries, and this is particularly focusing on that. And then you also told us you want to renew and revitalize the community. Barb showed you the sign up there of all the missions that we're involved with. It's hard to name them. So you want to continue that. All these are things that we are currently doing, but you want us to continue them. Yeah. I apologize, I keep on thinking the screen is... So, what are our next steps? The mission study team, this report, has been approved by session and the commission committee on ministry at the Presbytery in September. Unfortunately, we're going to have to say goodbye to Beth and Art and Linda, who worked tirelessly in preparing this report. We wish them well. We wish they could be part of our team. The session reinstated the pastor nominating committee at its last meeting. We are currently in a process of developing a MIF, Ministry Information Form. So what is that? It's basically a vacancy announcement with all Presbytery bells and whistles on it. It's pretty complete in terms of looking for it. We hope to get this approved by November, but optimistically, we're hoping we can get it approved by mission, or by session, and a community ministry this October yet. We're working hard to do that. Following that, it's going to be posted, and a job description will be posted in November, optimistically October. So what then? We read, we listen, we interview, discern, November, and you see question mark after that. Be patient. The good news is you got this. Barb has mentioned everything that is going on in this church, all the ministries that we're doing. We have this. You're doing it. You're getting it done. And we have the fantastic leadership of Jordan and Leslie until that day comes when God finds us the right person to call. So, what does this person look like? You told us, here's what you're looking for. You're looking for somebody who is grounded in spiritual life. You want good sermons. You want them to relate to the congregation, small talk, talk after sermon. We now have a small group ministry up and going. You want them involved in that. You want to connect with people with a shared vision. Everybody has their stuff going on, right? How does that relate to the mission of the church? You want to be involved in that. Building flexibility. What does that mean? Barb talked about flexibility. Our consultant from Holy Cow says, if you do not have flexibility in terms of leadership, in terms of the congregation, forget about growing. And what is the one thing he told us you want to do? You want to grow. So we have to be flexible. You see the pew back there. That's part of the flexibility. Building strong relationships. You want somebody who's committed, follows through on what they say. Sort of walk the talk, if you will. The person says, I'm going to do this, make sure he gets it done. That builds a strong relationship. The one thing we heard in listening sessions is we're getting burned out. We want somebody who, number one, can identify and train leaders so that when they are ready to take leadership roles in the congregation, that'll happen. Finally, you want somebody who's engaging new members and families. We want to welcome new families. And to be that, you want the person to, you know, you don't want somebody who's standoffish, right? You want somebody who's congenial, go up and make them feel that they're actually interested in you. That's what welcomes people in the church. So those are all the things that you want in a minister. Remember I said you got this? We are where we want to be. We have a fabulous fabric of ministries going on in this church. We have to be patient. We have to pray. So if you would, join me in this prayer. God, we are a faithful people that call on your providence to guide us and our new pastor to join in faithful ministry. Our new pastor will find a loving congregation forever ready to do your will. We wait patiently for your servant to arrive, and we look forward to serving you together.
Amen.